This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, WatchAndWager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA. I told you Mark Cassie is going to be busy over the next couple of days. He will saddle 9 horses in the 5 greatest stakes races at Woodbine this weekend, but he spent the past several days trying to find his next superstar at the Keeneland September yearling sale. He signed the ticket for 5 yearlings so far, including hip number 595, a son of 2-time Breeders' Cup Classic winner and horse of the year Tisnow, who brought a final bid of $1.35 million for his longtime client John Oxley. And Mark Cassie is nice enough to spend a little time here on the Equine Forum with me today. Mark, thanks for taking the time.
Hi, Mike. It's good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, congrats on that purchase, $1.35 million. Well done.
Well, thank you. It's exciting. Now we just got to make him get out there and perform. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we'll be as excited a year from now.
What was it that caught your eye about him?
You know what, Mike? I just thought, or Mr. Oxley and I both thought, that he was just the entire package. Big, strong colt. He's a little bigger than normally I like to buy, but he was just such an athlete that it didn't concern me. And, you know, he's got a great pedigree, and we just thought if he turns out to be a good horse, he's going to be worth a lot of money. And so when you're given that type of money for a horse, you want to think the end results. If everything goes right, there's going to be a lot of risk and reward. I thought there was a lot of reward.
You mentioned entire package. What does that mean, Mark, for people that are listening and they're saying, geez, what's he really looking for? What does a horse have?
Well, you've got a sire that's more, has shown that he has the ability to throw any type of horse. You have a mare that was a great race mare, grade one winner, who has been able to produce grade one winners. And then you have an individual that, on a scale of 1 to 10, is a 10. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So that when you get all those things and you get them all in one package, they bring a lot of money. And we knew going in that he was going to be more expensive than anything that we've ever tried to purchase before. And Mr. Oxley and I had some talk about it, and so we were prepared. And just luckily, we got him.
For those of us who have never had the opportunity to bid on a $1.35 million yearling, what's that like when you're in the ring and you're going toe-to-toe with somebody else and those numbers keep going higher and higher? Describe that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of thoughts. First, you know, obviously you don't want to lose him because, you know, this is, you've narrowed it down. This is the horse you want, so you don't want to lose him. But you're also in your mind, in my mind, you know, I don't want Mr. Oxley to do something stupid either. So, you know, it's a fine line. And so that's always going through your mind. I worry about my owner's money, and I don't like to see him waste it. And so that was going through my mind as well.
All of the horses that you purchased were colts. Was that by design?
Oh, yeah, pretty well. You know, what we want to try to win, Mike. And so whenever we're purchasing, that's what we're always thinking about. So, you know, Mr. Oxley, at the we had a meeting at the beginning before the sale started, and he told me, you know, he'd want to concentrate on colts. Doesn't mean that we wouldn't buy a filly if we saw an outstanding filly, but we were concentrating on the colts.
I had mentioned that numbers being really strong for the first 4 days, an increase of 7% in the average and up nearly 16% with the median. What's Mark Cassie's opinion on the first 4 days of the Keeneland sale and the yearling market as it stands right now?
You know, I mean, it's a strong market. I didn't think that it was unreasonable, but it was definitely strong.
Is it a sale that you'll remain active with for the remainder of the sale?
We're gonna stay active. Oh yeah. It becomes, we have different clients, so we'll purchase some horses from or some different clients, and you're not gonna see us buying the big numbers as much, but we're still gonna stay active.
Well, let's turn our attention.
This is what, you know, I've been coming here since I was 8 years old, so I know all about buying in book five and six, that was my bread and butter, so I don't have a problem doing that either.
Mark Cassie here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mark, let's turn our attention to your current runners, and I mentioned all the activity you're going to have at Woodbine this weekend with the big racing there on Saturday and Sunday. The Grade 2 Natalma Stakes is part of the Saturday program. It's a win and you're in, along with the Summer Stakes, which is also on that card later on today. Talk to me about the Natalma. You saddled the winners in this race four of the last eight runnings, and if you can pull it off this year, my friend, I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but you're going to move into a tie with Canadian Hall of Famer Mac Benson with five victories in this race.
No, I didn't know that, but Mac's a wonderful man, and to be able to be mentioned in the same sentence would be great, and I didn't realize that. I think we have a good chance. I do. We just don't know how the turf. There's been a lot of rain there this week, so I have some concerns with that. But the good one thing, Conquest Harlan 8 has already won on a good turf, so I don't see that affecting her too much. I really don't know. We've never had Dixie Twist on the turf. She is bred for it, so we'll see how that works. I just don't know about her, but she's doing well, so we'll see.
Did you have any thoughts about running them against the boys in the Summer Stakes? Because that worked out pretty well for you a year ago.
No. Thought never crossed my mind. You know, every year is different. I thought last year that we were heavy in the fillies and maybe light in the colts, and that was why I chose to run my Conquest Story against the colts. But I can tell you this year it's not like, you know, we have two very good colts in the Summer Stakes, so I would not think about running any filly against them.
Yeah, Conquest Tsunami and Conquest Typhoon both going in the Summer Stakes for you. Tell me about those two horses.
Well, I mean, what can I say? Conquest Tsunami has, you know, done everything asked of him. You know, I'm not sure how he's going to handle a mile. I think I don't think he'll have any problem with it, but you never know until you try. And, you know, Conquest Typhoon is a really nice horse. He shouldn't be a maiden. He should have never lost his last start. Patrick kind of fell asleep at the helm there and got him beat. But, you know, both of them are nice horses, and they're both training exceptionally well. So, I think, you know, it'll be a good race.
Well, those are both on Saturday. Of course, on Sunday, the Grade 1 Northern Dancer Turf and our old friend Dynamic Sky back in action. Tell me how he's doing coming to this.
Yeah, he's back with his buddy Joel Rosario. You know, he's doing well. I looked at the race. It's a wide-open race. I was really disappointed in his last race. I thought he had a big chance to win. But there was not a lot of pace, and they sprinted home, and that hurt his chances. So, I don't know. I expected him to win last time, and he disappointed me. So, I don't know what to think of him.
Well, we'll see if he can pull it off in that grade one. We'll see if he can rebound coming up on Sunday. Post time for the Northern Dancer Turf is 3:32 Eastern is race number six. Race number nine, the grade two Canadian. And Mark, I have to tell you, this is the race that I'm quite frankly most excited when it comes to Mark Cassie runners, because you have your Queen's Plate winner, Lexi Liu, going to the post in here.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, we're excited to see. You know, it's always difficult when a three-year-old filly has to meet older fillies. But we think it's time to try it. And I mean, what can I say about Lexi Liu? She's been just wonderful for us, and she'll be tested. She'll be tested tomorrow, and on Sunday. But she's training really well, so I think you'll see the real Lexi Liu.
Well, we saw the real Lexi Liu in the Queen's Plate, and then we saw it last time out when you tried her on the turf as well. She looked tremendous that day. Is she maybe even better on the grass, Mark?
Patrick thinks so. You know, I thought her last race was good. I'm not sure how much she beat when she won the race. She did win it easily. This will be a much tougher task. I hope Patrick's right. I'm still from the old school where you got to show me. So we'll see. I think she is. She shouldn't have any excuse. She's training really well, but it's a new hurdle for her tomorrow. On Sunday, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she won't be the only one to be saddling in that race either, because you also have Industrial Policy, and you'll give a leg up to my man Javier Castellano. Not a bad choice of riders there either.
No, he rode her, I can't think of the name of the stake, the Vance Martley, I believe. And
yep.
She got in a lot of trouble, Javier, so he probably should have won the race. So he's going to get a chance to redeem himself on Sunday.
All right, and how about the Woodbine Mile? A couple of good horses here. You get a rematch of your top two finishers from the Play the King Stakes with Kygan and with Lockout.
Well, I mean, I thought Kygan's last race was just tremendous, and I thought he won with a little something left in the tank, and for him to go from a mile and 3/8 win going 7/8 and to win with authority he did, I just thought it was a super race. He'd come out of the race and continue to train forward. He seems to be a horse that just seems to get better and better, and I'm hoping, one of his owners is my toughest client, my wife.
That's right. Yeah, you better win.
She's sitting next to me here, so it'd be exciting. You know, you always like to win million-dollar races. It never hurts when you own part of them.
Should we even talk about Lockout since she's sitting next to you then?
No, we can talk about Lockout. We love Lockout, too. Lockout is... He's a hard-knocking horse. We he's one of our blue-collar guys. We bought him, I think, as a yearling for $30,000-some, and he's kind of come to life again now, I think, at the age of six. So they better not stub their toes or Lockout will run them down the lane.
Yeah, that's not going to make the wife very happy if you saddle the horse that beats Kygan.
She'll be okay with it. She just likes to win.
All right, Mark Cassie here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, a busy man over the next couple of days. And Mark, as always, really appreciate the time and best of luck this weekend, and look forward to catching up with you soon.